Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. I want to talk about cherries for a minute. Cherries. What if I offered you a bowl of beautiful red ripe cherries? What would you do? You'd be excited when you take it. You'd say, wow, this is great. Thank you so much. But why wouldn't you realize that inside of each one of those cherries is a pit? Aren't you afraid of those pits? Well, yes, you are afraid of the pits, right? Because you could hurt yourself with those pits. I mean, but the fruit, right? The fruit is so sweet that you think of that first. You don't think about the pit inside of the cherry. You think about the fruit. And that's the first thing you think about. And it helps you overcome thinking about the fruit that you could get from that bowl of cherries. Helps you overcome what I call pitophobia, right? Plus, you've learned that if you take time to remove the pit properly, you can have a wonderful and safe cherry experience, right? So what would happen? Think about this, folks. What would happen if you thought of all your challenges, all the challenges, all the things that come up in your business, in your small business, the way you do those cherries? A sweet opportunity to be had if you can first remove the potential danger. You know, maybe the Chinese had it right when they probably said this first, because their word for crisis, as you've heard me say before on this show, the Chinese word for crisis is spelled with two characters that mean danger and opportunity. So what if you saw the fruit of an opportunity first? Instead of the potential dangerous pit, the dangerous seed of a problem, what if you saw the opportunity first instead of the problem? How would your world change? Ask yourself this question. How would my world change if I could find the opportunity first in a situation, in a crisis? If a crisis is presented to me, how would my world change if I saw the opportunity first instead of the danger? Well, here's what I call the Blasingame Cherry Principle, the BCP. And it proposes that finding opportunities among small business challenges is like eating cherries. Step one, remove the pits. Step two, eat the fruit. But how does the BCP reconcile with this economy that we're in right now? Well, actually, it reconciles in two ways. Number one, there are plenty of ugly things out there that are actually in evidence. Things that we can see. You've heard me talk about them. We've talked about them on this show before. Real things, not imagined things, but real things. But one could argue, as I have, that the really bad stuff is found more between our ears than in front of our noses. Make sure that when you look at your bowl of cherries, that you're not imagining how bad things could be, but that you're contemplating how good they could be. Number two, experience teaches us that the crucible of tough times often produces the most creative work. That's been my experience, is that whenever, and you've heard me say this before, whenever I've had the toughest of times, whenever I've been up against it, the hardest in my life, have been the times when I look back when I was being the most creative. My friends, don't waste this crisis. Don't waste this crisis. Realize that what you're going through, the pressure you may be feeling right now, is actually helping you focus on maybe your most creative things that you could ever come up with. Don't waste this crisis. Nobody wants to be having a tough time. Nobody wants any kind of a recession or anything like that. But we have it, don't we? So here's my question. Can you figure out how to look past the pits and seize whatever sweet opportunity may be in front of you? I want you to think about that. And here's the last thing I want to tell you. When dealing with a crisis, focus on the cherry. Focus on the sweet fruit. Focus on the opportunity, not the pit. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. You know how proud I am of you. You know that how important you are to so many people. And that's the reason I keep doing what I'm doing today and every day, because of how important you are. And let me leave you with this last thought. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.